How can God be in purgatory and hell at the same time?
Well, hell might be the stickier of the two, since mm-hmm. purgatory is kind of the antechamber of heaven. But God is creator of heaven and earth and also hell. Right, Abbott? I mean, how do you describe to people that God is present among the damned in some mysterious way?
Well, I believe that God is present, but the opportunity for us to come close to God is absent because we have not done that in our lifetime. So we purposely, or unintentionally at times sometimes, but we then have not practiced that. So that is what we have to go through, because we're given one chance, and that's it here. So basically what we would term hell is the what we have chosen, and we've turned our back on the Lord so frequently when we sin that there's no possibility of them going through us going back through that. And then of course when Lazarus was at the bosom of Abraham, mm-hmm. and Dives, the rich man, said, well, please let him send someone down there. And so there was a gulf there. There was some type of a chasm.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That was there. Mm-hmm. So that's a very difficult thing to realize, because if God is every place in the universe, but mm-hmm. is hell the place? You see, it's a condition that we've chosen to put ourselves into.
So, insofar as hell exists or the devils exist, there God is present as creator. I mean, I think maybe the background to your question, Ernesto, and I know you may not intend this, but people have this idea that evil is some blob, it's some substance, rather than it's a deprivation of something that should be there. So, hell, can you understand it as one big, massive experience of being deprived, of being without something, sort of more like a void than literal
yes.
fire?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Ernesto, does that make sense?
Let me see. So it would be like the lack of opportunity to live or be with him. Am I getting it right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You can't. Yeah. Knowing that you chose it, you put yourself
yes.
there. I think it was
okay.
Thomas Merton. He said that. I think it was in the Seven Story Mountain. He's ruminating about hell, and he says, he concludes this or similar words. I only know that it exists, and it's not mandatory for me to go there. So, otherwise, we can get over-focused on it. Ernesto Enespo in Dallas, thank you so much for your call.